Today's Mishnah Masechet Kelim, we begin Perek Shalosh al Shalosh. Wow, that sounds very definitive. So we hear the 28th Perek, and we're discussing the Inyan of Beged. And remember, Beged had a special halacha that even a 3x3 etzbaot, a tiny shear, is considered to be okay for all types of tumah except midras, where you need much larger than that. You need four times that size, well, four times of each of the Shalosh, Shalosh al Shalosh. And the idea over there is that we spoke about, you know, what part that would include. Today we want to know, how about if you used a piece of cloth like that, but you used it to make a baseball, so you stuffed it inside of a ball, or maybe you actually made it into a ball, you just rolled it up and you sewed it so that now it's shaped like a ball. In that case, it's not considered to be bichlal, a kli, as a beged, because, I mean, look, it's all sewed together now, it's stuffed in something, you're not going to be able to use it as a patch. And the idea over there was, remember, it was used by Aniyim for a patch. But if it's Shlosha al Shlosha, which is Roy for Midras, and that you put inside of a ball, that does not lose its din of tumah because it remains chashuv, even if it's inside of a ball. And if you made it into a ball itself, so now it no longer measures Shlosha al Shlosha, you see, is if it's stuffed in the ball, I understand it's still there. I need to take it out. But if I actually stitch it, so then the stitching is in the same way that we said, you don't look at material that is stitched as being spread out. You have to measure both sides. So then if you stitched it into a ball, it's no longer a piece of material and it no longer measures 3x3 tefachim. And that's because the tefer, the stitching itself, is memayet, it's sheer. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Now, suppose you've got something, and this comes directly from Masechet Shabbat. Suppose you have a piece of cloth that you decided you're going to use for something that has very little chashivut, not to use as a actual patch. Okay, so you took a piece of it, it was all nice and pretty, ready to patch, and you used it to plug up the hole of your bathtub because you couldn't find the plug. Okay, so how about that? So itkino lo pukbo et hamerchatz. Or you used it as a potholder. When the air boat hakdira, you often use once and you throw it away. Or lekaneach boat harechaim, use it as a rag to get off all of the dust from a millstone. Then the din is whether it's considered to be muhan or whether it's considered to be eno muhan. Now remember, the whole sugya in Shabbos is what is muhan and what is eno muhan. Remember back on Daf Chavtes. So is it muhan when it's on a peg? Eno muhan when it's behind the door, or is it muhan even if it's thrown behind the door? And it's only considered to be eno muhan if you threw it in the garbage pail. That was the whole thing we had in Shabbos. Is this Mishnah word for word? Okay, so let's assume now the way the Gemara came out, muhan means that it's hanging on a little hook so I can reuse it, and not muhan means I threw it behind the door. It could still become tum as long as you didn't throw it out. So it says Rabbi Eliezer, even though you used it for something that was very not chosh. Rabbi Yeshua says, on the contrary, whether it's muhan by being on a hook or whether it's in a muhan by being thrown behind the door, it's tar because the very fact that you actually used it for something not very meaningful, the plug, I mean, these are things that are often one-time usage things. You didn't put it away in a box or something. You threw it behind the door, but that's just because you haven't gotten around to throw it out yet. That is not considered to be muhan. Rabbi Akiva says, it depends. Mina muhan, if you put it on a hook to reuse, so then it's considered to be Tomei, if you actually threw it behind the door, even though you didn't throw it into the garbage pail, then Eino Min HaMuchan, that would be Tahar. Says Halakha Mishnah 3 in Perek Chaf Ches of Kelim. So now we want to talk about bandages. Now, as you know, bandages often come with a built-in ointment or an antibiotic or something, right? So then it depends. There's a difference between an ispalanit, which is a kind of bandage, and a malugma, which is kind of a bandage. The difference is that an ispalanit is made like an ointment, and an ointment is made out of things that are essentially hardened oils, right? So, you would use maybe butter for it or hard oil and so on, and you put in antibiotics, and that's the same thing we do today. We take a little ointment, you squeeze out an oily thing, and it's got, you know, vitamin whatever in it, or it's got antibiotic X or Y. Malugma, on the other hand, is more like a paste rather than an ointment. So that uses things that are pasty, you know. So it would use, let's say, a crushed fig, or maybe you'd mix a paste with flour and water, and then you put things in that. Now, those are very different in terms of what they do to the bandage. So therefore, if you make an ispalanit, which is the greasy one, then whether you put that on a base that was made out of leather or whether it was made out of cloth, it's tahor. Because something that is greasy, it makes it like, ugh, I don't want to touch it again. I'm going to throw it out. And therefore, it's a one-time bandage. If you make a malugma, which is a paste, then it depends. Because if it's a beged, so then it's tahor. Because it's very difficult to get. I mean, you try to get a paste out of an absorptive piece of cotton. I mean, it's, oh gosh, forget it. So you throw it out. Mashenkin, if you put it on a piece of plastic, like leather, so then it's easy. You wash it off. It's not a problem. Mashenkin, if it was greasy, you can't just wash it off either. So if it's made out of ore, then it becomes a reusable kli. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's not true. Because what you're thinking about is an immediate reuse of the bandage. And you're right. That is difficult to get out. Suppose you let the bandage dry for a couple of days out in the sun. So then the thing just becomes powdery. And then you just rub it and it'll come out. So af bebega tmea mipnei shehin in eret. You can actually shake it out if you let it dry. So have a little patience. Okay. Now, remember that generally speaking, the halacha is that covers are not considered to be tame on their own, because a cover only is a tashmish of a kli, but it's not a tashmish of an odom. So now the shaila is, what about the cover of a Sefer Torah? Now, we're not talking about a mantle of a Sefer Torah like the Ashkenazim make, because that is actually shaped like a beged. We're talking about, like, the Sfarim have the piece of cloth that's hanging down, and that's a mitpachat ha-sefer. Is it mekabel tuma, or is it just like a non-kibel kind of beged? So mitpachot ha-sfarim, it doesn't matter whether they've got these fancy decorations and pretty psukim on them or not. They are still going to be mekabel tuma. Because, as Beit Shammai says, they are used by people. Because the person will take it not only to cover the Sefer Torah, but he'll make sure this is the place that he's using. Or he'll use it in order to move the Sefer Torah. That's called the tashmish of an individual. Beit Hillel Omrim, it depends. If they're covered with psukim or designs and so on, they're not meant for you to use. They're meant to just be like a decoration for the Sefer. And therefore, that's not called the use of a person, even if he might take it, but it's not meant to be his to take. If they're not decorated, yes, yeah, so then it's just a piece of cloth, then that is something that people are meant to be able to use. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, it depends. I say both of them is considered to be tahor. Because, look, if they're put by Sefer Torah, then even if you didn't make it decorative, that's its prime tashmish, is its tashmish of a Sefer. Can I do one more? Or, yeah, okay, thanks. Yesterday, Alon was saying, no, I got to go. So if I got a thumbs up from Alon, that's for sure good.
I have a class to give today.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's discuss now a kippah. A kippah, which doesn't really mean one of our kippahs, but it's more like a bandana, you know, or a kerchief. So if it's tummy midras, somebody sat on it, and you now gave it to the Beit HaKnesset, and you said, I want this to be turned into a cover for the Sefer Torah. So at that point, it becomes tahor from, and you wrap it, you actually use it. So then it's tahor min ha-midras, because it's no longer roi for sitting, because it's usur. You're not allowed to sit on a tashmish of a sefer, and therefore becomes tahor min ha-midras. However, it still is considered to be a kli, and it therefore will retain tuma from other things. So it's tamei tumas meis. How about a leather bottle, a chemet, that you made it into a mat, or a mat that you made into a chemes? In each case here, what we're talking about is something that is a totally different type of kli. And therefore, it looks, for all intents and purposes, you broke the original kli, you made a different kli. And this, of course, in topologically speaking, in the mathematics, this is the closest that you'll get to topology, that something which is just flat and has only those two surfaces is completely different on a level of topology than something that is a bottle. So because of that, it's broken and remade, and therefore it loses its earlier tuma. Now it becomes roi for new tuma. How about if a bottle was made into a backpack, or a backpack was made into a bottle, or you have a pillow that you make into a sheet. Now, the pillow is supposed to be holding things like foam inside of it, and as a sheet, it's just a flat piece, or a mattress, a cassette, that you turned it into a cover, or a cover that you turned into a blanket. So all of these things, it should say over here, Tahor Luchora, so says the Rav. Anyway, it should say Tahor, because this is also a different type of Kli. The Klal being, Kol Shishinohu Lishmo Tameh, anything which was changed into the same general category of Kli is Tameh. So let's say something flat that you made into something else that's flat, or something that was a container you made into a different type of container. So that would be considered to be still Tameh. But if it's made into a totally different type of Kli, so then that is considered to be Tahar. So even the second case that we had in terms of backpacks versus bottles, that's a completely different type of usage of water, drinking water, or your computer. So even though Barnea seems to think they're very, very similar, and whenever I'm on my computer, I'm supposed to be holding a drinking bottle, we have a smach from this Mishnah that actually it becomes completely Tahar.